Good morning. Today and tomorrow, the foreign ministers of NATO will address key issues for our security and set the stage for the Warsaw summit in July. Today, we will start by taking a historic step. We will sign the accession protocol with Montenegro. As of today, Montenegro will have a seat at NATO's table, taking part in all our meetings as an observer. We will then focus on one of the summit's main themes, how best to project stability beyond our borders. Because we know that when our neighbors are more stable, we are more secure. We will consider further training support for Iraq, look at expanding our maritime security role in the Mediterranean, and assess possible support for Libya. This evening, we will review the state of our relationship with Russia and our assistance to our eastern neighbors. Our policy is clear. The two pillars of our engagement with Russia are defense and dialogue. Especially in times of tension, it is important to keep lines of dialogue open and seek more transparency. Tomorrow, we will discuss how to take relations between NATO and the European Union to a new level at our summit in Warsaw. This could include 3 points. A joint statement expressing our will to work even more closely together on hybrid threats, maritime and cyber cooperation. Playbooks to clarify in advance who does what in case one of our nations suffers a hybrid attack. And linked exercises to practice that coordination. We will conclude tomorrow with a meeting on Afghanistan. We will discuss our continued commitment to train, advise and assist the Afghan security forces and to sustain them financially through 2020. Our discussion will be important and it will be a stepping stone for our Warsaw summit in July. With that, I am ready to take your questions.
It's not the CDF over there. Just to hold on for your microphone.
How likely is it to happen that the NATO mission in the Aegean Sea is being extended towards the south, towards Libya, for example?
The NATO presence in the Aegean Sea has helped cut the line of illegal smuggling and we have been part of a broader international effort. And the latest figures indicates a 90% reduction in daily arrivals. And what NATO has done is that we have provided surveillance in reconnaissance, sharing information in real time with the Greek Coast Guard, with the Turkish Coast Guard, with Frontex, and thereby help them take action. And the NATO presence in the Aegean has also been important because it has provided an additional platform for enhanced cooperation between Turkey and Greece, Turkey and the European Union, and I think this has been important for the success of our joint efforts in the Aegean. We are now looking into what more we can do, also in the central parts of the Mediterranean. And we are looking into, or we are actually in the process of transforming our existing active endeavor mission in the Mediterranean into a broader maritime security operation. And we will take the necessary decisions, enabling NATO to have the mandate to conduct different tasks in the Mediterranean, like surveillance, like like interdiction, like counter-terror, and also assisting the EU operation in the Mediterranean, Sofia. So we are now in close dialogue with the European Union. I discussed this possible enhanced NATO presence and support to the European Union in the Mediterranean at the defense ministerial meeting of the European Union recently. And we will also discuss it at our meeting today. So this is on the agenda, and we are in close dialogue and active looking into what more we can do, expanding our presence in the Mediterranean.
Itatas, over there.
Mr. Secretary General, do you envisage any kind of help from NATO to the Egypt in the situation with the air accident of Air Egypt airliner? Thank you.
I will express my deepest condolences to all those affected, and also my condolences to France and Egypt. I know that there are national search and rescue efforts ongoing, and that France and Egypt have agreed to cooperate and to work closer together investigating what happened. And we will continue to monitor very closely. If there is any request for NATO assistance, then of course we stand ready to help.
Mitra TV, Afghanistan.
Secretary General, the Afghan government has finalized a peace process with a global terrorist, a human rights violator, Gulbuddin Hekmatyar, actually, who is on the U.S. blacklist too. After 15 years of huge investment in Afghanistan, from the point of view of NATO, is it not a setback in terms of democracy and human rights in Afghanistan?
There is no contradiction between continued military presence and continued support from NATO to the Afghan National Army and Security Forces and support for a political negotiated solution. Actually, I believe that the precondition and a fundament or an important foundation for any negotiated political solution is that we have a strong Afghan army and security forces. So NATO will continue to support the Afghans, building their defense capacities, train and advise them. At the same time, I welcome all efforts to find a political negotiated solution to the conflict in Afghanistan. And I also welcome the continued efforts by the National Unity Government to work for peace and reconciliation. And I think it is important for us to support an Afghan-led and an Afghan-owned peace process, because in the long run there is no other solution than a political negotiated solution to the conflict in Afghanistan. The Afghan government has made very clear that they are open to negotiate with those who renounce violence, cut links to terrorist organizations, and respect the Afghan constitution, including human rights and the respect for women's and children's rights. So I think this just underlines that we have to both continue to support the Afghan armed forces and at the same time continue to support the efforts to find a political negotiated solution.
Lady over here.
Hello, Ketevan Bojgo from Georgia TV IMED. Mr. Secretary General, will you discuss the perspective of aspirant countries on this minister's meeting? The Montenegro's case is a huge message for Georgia. So before 50 days of Warsaw Summit, what should we expect? Thank you.
Today will be an historic day because we will sign the accession treaty for Montenegro to join NATO. That is important for Montenegro, it's important for the stability in the Western Balkans, and it's important for NATO. At the same time, it sends a very clear signal, and it shows once again that NATO's door remains open. And we will continue to work closely with Georgia, and we will continue to work with Georgia, both on our political partnership, our political cooperation, but also when it comes to our practical cooperation. And I participated not so many months ago when we inaugurated the new joint training center in Georgia, which is one example of how we are expanding, building up our practical cooperation with Georgia, helping Georgia to modernize, helping Georgia to reform, and helping Georgia to move on its path towards even closer integration and on further on the road of Euro-Atlantic integration. So we will continue to support Georgia, we'll continue to work with them, and we have the substantial package, and I'm certain that at the Warsaw Summit, the heads of state and government will recognize the progress which Georgia has made, and then also decide to continue to support the efforts of Georgia.
Daily Sabah, lady over there.
This is Merve Aydogan from Daily Sabah, Turkey. As you may also have followed up, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan have recently called upon NATO to extend its missions, operations throughout the Black Sea, as well as other neighboring states. They have previously called upon that too. So, will NATO extend its operations, or when will it begin its operations in the Black Sea?
NATO has already increased its presence in the Black Sea. We have done that as part of our assurance measures, which we decided to implement after the illegal annexation of Crimea, which of course affects the whole security situation in the Black Sea. So we have already increased our presence in the Black Sea and in the Black Sea region. I recently visited Romania. I also recently visited Ankara. And there I discussed both with the Turkish president, but also with the Romanian president during my visit to Romania, what more we can do in the Black Sea. So we are now discussing, we are now considering, together with our allies in the region, the littoral countries around the Black Sea, how we can do even more. And I know that there are talks going on also between Romania, Turkey and Bulgaria, how they can contribute to an enhanced and increased NATO presence in the Black Sea. So this is on our agenda. We have already implemented increased increased presence, but we are looking into what more we can do.
Okay, great. ARD, and then this will be the last question over here. So ARD in the middle, please. Lady in the middle. Pink scarf.
There is a U.S. apply for NATO AVEX over Syrian airspace. So will you follow this apply? Will you discuss it?
We will discuss what more NATO can do to support the efforts of the global coalition fighting ISIL. NATO is already playing a key role in the global fight against terrorism. We work, of course, closely with our ally, Turkey, bordering both Syria and Iraq, the ally most affected by ISIL and the turmoil and the violence in Iraq and Syria. We have deployed forces in Turkey as assurance measures with Patriot batteries, with more port calls with NATO ships in Turkish ports, and also with AWACS flying over Turkey, and we have started training of Iraqi officers, contributing to the efforts of Iraq to fight ISIL. And we are working with other countries in the region to help them increase their capabilities to fight ISIL, to keep their own countries safe, like we are supporting Jordan and Tunisia. But then we are also looking into whether NATO can provide additional support to the coalition fighting ISIL, because there has been a request for AWACS support. And that will be discussed during our meeting today. I think there is an open mind when it comes to support, but any concrete decisions has to be made on a concrete request, looking at into what kind of needs there are and what kind of assets or what kind of possibilities we have to provide the relevant support. But this is on the agenda, and it's something we will discuss today and tomorrow.
Gentleman over there.
Radosław Jankiewicz from Telewizja Republika from Poland. Mr. Secretary General, I want to ask you about your expectations from this ministerial meeting in front of Warsaw NATO summit.
I believe that this will be a very important meeting, not least because it's the last foreign ministerial meeting before the landmark summit in Warsaw in July. And we are going to actually address all the main issues, which are going to be the issues we are going to address in Warsaw. So that this meeting, in that sense, an important preparation for the Warsaw summit. We will address how NATO can do more when it comes to project stability to our neighborhood, train, advise local forces to enable them to stabilize their own country and to fight terrorism and ISIL. And that's what we do when we address the challenges in Iraq, in Libya, in North Africa, in the Middle East, Afghanistan. But then at the same time, we will also address how NATO can continue to adapt to a more assertive Russia, and how we can continue to find the right balance between defense and dialogue, strong defense and political dialogue with Russia, but also the right balance between forward presence of NATO forces, and we are looking into how we can increase our forward presence of NATO forces in the eastern part of the alliance, combined with enhanced ability to reinforce if needed. And this balance, or this combination of some increased forward presence with increased ability to deploy forces to reinforce if needed, is something which is very high on our agenda now, and it's something which is also going to be addressed at the Warsaw Summit. So this meeting, the foreign ministerial meeting and the defense ministerial meeting in June, are the most important, what I say, building blocks or stepping stones towards the summit in July.
Thank you very much. This is what we have time for, but the Secretary General will be back to brief you throughout the day. Thank you.
Thank you.